This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. This part of the program is brought to you by your Bay Area Mazda dealers. Happy Friday, everybody. You can watch the show live every morning by going to RadioAlice.com/watch. There's a whole little setup there if you want to make comments and talk to the other lookers that are on there. So we call them lookers for the looking glass. Vaughn runs the whole show, and then it runs all day, too. So I think if you go to RadioAlice.com/watch at any point during the day, you either over the weekend, he takes all the shows and sort of cycles through them, but then right. The rest of the day today, it'll be today's show. So we'd love to have you join us. Hello to you out there in looker land. RadioAlice.com/watch.
510 has texted in, Sarah, it's raining. Your nieces should have brought their jackets.
It was pouring on my way in this morning.
Oh,
was
really? It wasn't pouring on my way in, but it did rain.
Yeah.
I had to turn my windshield wipers on, and I left them on almost the whole way in.
Really?
Yeah, it was, well, I mean, pouring for August, I guess. It was raining hard enough that I really did need my wipers. I was like, This is the height of irony.
As you turn off your mic.
Well, I just dropped my papers.
I was thinking on the way in, what did Tina know that we did it?
I know.
She must have checked something because she clearly knew something.
Forecast or
well,
something.
Believe me, those kids are hard enough to yank out of bed that I can wait until after the rain stops to get them up. Teenagers, it's a real thing. I remember just wanting to stay in bed all day. Get up at about 4 p.m., go out and party. Till early the next morning
again.
And do it all over again. Wake up for dinner, get showered and leave.
Before we leave the way in, if I could just say to the people of Burlingame.
Oh, yes.
What are you built? The pyramids were built faster. What is the deal with your exit? When is that going to be done?
I don't know.
What the F is going on there?
It's been
5 years you've been redoing that exit,
right.
And it's still this morning on the way in. It wasn't
only
just the rain.
Two lanes,
all the brakes
open,
and all the.
Oh,
Jesus! What is it? And sure enough, as I'm creeping up on him, the Burlingame exit still.
What are they doing?
I don't know. I'm telling you,
creating an overpass. I don't know. I don't know what they're doing.
The Salesforce tower went up faster. I swear to God.
Well, it's done. I mean, it's getting close to it.
I thought maybe you usually will text you when there's a problem in the city, and I thought for sure by the time you were riding through there,
it'd be clear.
They were just picking up road work when I was just about Candlestick. They were doing more work there, but I was glad they were picking it up, but I was also glad that they drew new lines on the road.
Good.
Yeah, I'm like, finally!
Nothing like fresh new lines, huh, Yuzi?
Yep.
Give me some lines and reflectors, and I can just settle in.
Right.
I don't care how windy it is. Just. So yesterday, was this just yesterday? We found out about Kid Creole. His real name is Nathaniel Glover.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a guy, founding member of Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five.
Oh. Yeah.
Who were the first, I guess they were the first rap group to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh.
Well, they're considered one of the first rap groups, for sure.
He stabbed a homeless man to death, and so we have a little more on this. A passing remark made him think the man was hitting on him, said a law enforcement official yesterday.
And so he needed to be killed.
Apparently so. So Kid Creole was walking in Midtown Manhattan Wednesday near where he works security and maintenance. Mm-hmm. So that's what the guy from Grandmaster Flash is up to these days.
At least he's working.
Yep.
Yeah,
so
I mean.
You got to get a job. He passed by 55-year-old homeless man John Jolly. Jolly said something that offended him. They argued, and it looks like the fight escalated, and then Glover stabbed Jolly and walked off. And, of course, they found him because of surveillance video. Police later found Jolly thought he was passed out, but then noticed he was bleeding. He was taken to a hospital where he later died. Jolly, the homeless guy on his part, the person who has been killed, was a registered sex offender who was homeless, served time for sexually assaulting and attacking a woman. He'd been staying at a shelter in the Bowery and had at least 16 prior arrests.
Wow.
57-year-old Nathaniel Glover, he is a lyricist with, or was a lyricist with the group. He's being held pending an arraignment on a murder charge. And it wasn't clear, TMZ saying not clear if he had an attorney who would comment. Glover was arrested in, Kid Creole Glover was arrested in 2007 for possession of a gravity knife.
I don't know what that is.
They say it's like a switchblade. You flick it out, I guess.
Oh, it's like spring loaded or something.
Know. And he had three other arrests dating back to the 1980s.
It says a gravity knife is a knife with a blade contained in its handle and opens its blade by the force of inertia or gravity.
Oh, so as you...
Is that just...
So it doesn't flick out and up. It flicks just... You squeeze it out. I don't know. Anyway, it doesn't matter. You know.
He's a knife guy. He's one of those guys. Right. I'm always ready.
That's my husband. Man.
Is he?
What?
Oh, yeah. He's got, I don't know, at least 30 knives.
Oh.
On one or two on him at all times.
Oh, my goodness. Mm. When is the last time you had to use the knife for something?
Oh, anything. Opening something up. I'm always calling him over. Here, open this for me. Here, do that.
Oh.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, sure, it's nice to have a little pocket knife, I guess, on your keychain or whatever, but he's got some serious...
Yeah, sometimes he just sits down and sharpens his blades.
Oh, my goodness.
Huh.
I did not know that. So this guy's allowed to have a collection of 30 items.
Sharpens blades.
Uh-huh. But you don't get to have any collections of anything. He has 30 blades.
Yeah.
Well, he's protecting her. I'm sure his storyline.
I know. Sometimes I think about all the collections of stuff that he has.
Yeah, cars.
Cars. And what are the little cars called? Die-cast cars.
He does?
Guns.
What?
Where does he keep those?
In the garage.
Oh,
they're not around as art pieces.
Oh, no. They have to be. Most of them aren't even open.
Oh, my goodness.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And knives.
Knives.
And guns.
And guns.
And cars.
Cars.
Little cars, big cars.
Yeah.
That is so funny.
I got nothing.
But you have no collections.
No.
She doesn't have an ironing board. Forget collections.
It's under the bed.
Uh-huh.
It's a good place for an ironing board. It is. What else are you going to put under there?
I don't have a mirror, though.
Yeah, that's weird.
I know.
You should be like, I collect mirrors.
I love mirrors.
Yeah. They're great. Beautiful. Make your room seem more spacious.
Mm-hmm.
You should tell them, I'm collecting mirrors now. You can't stop me. Mm-hmm. I'll be like, okay, keep it in the garage with my collections. I only want to mention this because of... A secondary person who's in this story. So Scaramucci, the Mooch, he's out. He's already out. Like, go off to oblivion with you. There is a rumor that he was having an affair with Kimberly Guilfoyle.
Yes, I've been hearing talk of this all week, and I haven't seen it really reported in mainstream media. So I don't know what kind of, it's true.
But that's Gavin's ex, right?
Yes.
So, and I just, I when I...
Oh, that's who the affair's with? Gavin's ex. I don't know these people.
Yeah, no. So Kimberly Guilfoyle, is she on the Fox?
She's on Fox.
Right, so she's a commentator on Fox.
Gavin Newsom's ex...
Ex-wife.
Ex-wife.
Right, this is the one that he cheated on with his best friend's girlfriend?
Wife.
Wife?
So she left
him. Campaign manager. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they broke up.
When that came out.
Yep. And that wasn't that about the time that Gavin was like, oh, I have a problem with drinking wine.
Yeah, and wasn't he possibly doing other stuff?
Oh, I have no idea. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Listen, apparently that's everywhere. You go more places, I guess. Anyway, he is denying that he's having any kind of affair with her.
Uh-huh.
And
Wait, what do you mean? So she's married?
I don't believe she's married. Well, actually, he's not married. But, well, he's technically married, but his wife has filed, his 9-month pregnant wife filed for divorce and then had the baby that he didn't see for a week.
Right.
So anyway,
when you say affair, neither of them is connected to anyone else.
Well, he certainly was connected a minute ago. So I don't know that he just started this up this week. And he's actually denying this. So,
all right.
So who knows? And his quote was, first of all, he denies this affair, and then he says he's going dark. Like, you're not going to hear from him anymore. He'll be, I guess this is first step to going dark. He's going to do an internet live Friday. It looks like he's going to appear live on multiple online platforms with the help of some former Fox News executive to directly address supporters of his former boss, Donald Trump.
Wait. Are you saying the event is still on? I'm seeing a story out that says he cancels online events.
Did someone say that's not how you go dark?
No. Where's this from? Philly.com.
All right. Well, yeah, this is out of People. It's quite possible that it's been canceled, but I just thought, you know, the mooch. Mm-hmm. I was so sad when he got fired. Like, I just thought he was so awesome.
He tweeted, "No press event tomorrow, focusing on family.
Oh.
My work in the private sector. Stay tuned. Hashtag moving forward."
All right. Move forward. That's too bad you're gone. I loved you. We only got 10 days with the guy. They say he didn't even officially start work as the head of communications.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think his official first day was supposed to be like August 15th. Got fired before he even started. Tom Wopat was in the news yesterday from the Dukes of Hazzard. He was arrested on Wednesday for groping a woman's backside. It happened in Massachusetts, Waltham, Massachusetts, on the set of a production of 42nd Street he's starring in. That is apparently coming to Santa Clara.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it happened on the set?
It happened
during rehearsal?
Yeah, at the theater.
Oh.
Apparently. This is a woman he worked with there.
But he was arrested at a bar.
He was arrested in his car. They filed the report about it, or the girls, you know, and there was more than one girl, by the way. So here, let me just tell you the story. So he didn't just grab her by the cheeks. She told police she actually was invaded. I can't say what she said, but things went places they did not belong. It wasn't just a pinch on the cheek. It was more like a, you know, direct hit. The middle.
He dotted her eye?
Sounds like it. He also allegedly grabbed another woman around the lower waist and pulled her to him.
And he was just wasted at practice.
I guess so. Yeah, rehearsal.
Rehearsal, sorry.
Same thing.
And then there's a third woman. This one's weird. A third woman claimed he peeled sunburned skin off her arm without an invitation. That's so hard. So hard to resist that. See someone peeling.
That's gross, you know? Dude.
That's probably unrelated.
You can resist that.
I can't resist
it.
Believe
me. Like, oh, can I peel that?
Oh,
can I peel that for you?
Gross.
So Tom was confronted by the bosses, and he denied he did anything wrong.
God, I can't resist saying, can you be a snake somewhere else? Or put some clothes over that?
Can you cover that up,
please? Yeah, let that fall inside your shirt.
Yeah, I say that because I'm like, I'm not going to be able to keep my monkey fingers off of you. I need to pull your skin off. Tom was confronted by his bosses at the play. Who's that? The director, I guess? I don't know. And he said, I didn't do anything wrong. F them all.
Yeah. But meanwhile, he got a DUI, right?
I don't think it was a DUI. I think it was that they found cocaine on him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they found, I guess they picked him up in his Ford Bronco. And then he had a baggie of cocaine in his front breast pocket. And at least one more bag of cocaine in the car.
Oh.
And a blue straw.
Uh-huh.
Dun, dun, dun. You know, you need...
So he just... Do you have the little baggie and he just does
I
it
guess.
Out of the baggie?
I don't know.
Is that how it goes, Vinny?
They say... they say a report was filed and Roscoe and Cletus went looking for him. Because he's a Duke of Hazzard. He pleaded not guilty yesterday to felony indecent assault and battery and misdemeanor possession.
Our Enos.
Oh, that's right, Enos.
Not anus.
Enos. Enos. Enos.
I thought it was Ennis.
Oh, I always thought it was.
Oh,
E-N-O-S.
I thought it was Enos. Enos.
I don't know.
Enos. It's close. Close, but no cigar.
Someone tell us how.
Roscoe P. Coltrane.
It's definitely not anus, though.
No. Yeah, we didn't say anus.
Yeah, you did.
No, we didn't. Anus.
Anus. That's what you said.
You just hear what you want to hear.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right, right.
Skin peeler.
Mom, just call me
love
Sean.
Skin.
So gross.
You know what's funny about that is I never call him Yeah Right. Vinny calls him Yeah Right. So when I introduce him, I say, yeah, my kid, yeah, writes here, so Vinny will know who I'm talking about.
Listen, you've made the lines, as these kids have gotten older, the lines have gotten weird. I don't know if we should say his real name or his yeah, right name, or I just be careful.
Oh, no, you can say their names. I've never hidden their name.
Yeah. I want no trouble.
I think I accidentally called him Riley yesterday.
Oh, don't worry. He answers to Riley, believe me. He answers to John, Riley, hey you. Uh-huh. But apparently
way,
not, yeah, right.
Enos, E-N-O-S. And do you remember that he had a short-lived television series after?
I don't.
Yeah.
Was it like Enos's World?
It's just Enos.
Hmm. Huh. No, I don't remember that.
It didn't last very long.
Enos. Because people were like, I'm not watching a show about Enos.
I mean, he's a nice guy and all.
Sure. Yeah. No, it seemed really nice.
Well, he had that weird chuckle.
I thought that was Roscoe P. Coltrane.
Yeah, well, which one did
Roscoe
it?
Roscoe had that.
That was the guy?
Yeah, do it again.
I don't know.
That was it was perfect. That was exactly it. Do it again.
I can't do it.
You can't.
You did it.
No,
you
did it.
You did it,
Ben. No, I can't do it.
We didn't really talk about this. It happened a little while ago. Prodigy from Mobb Deep. He was the MC, I guess. Mm. He died at the age of 42 a few weeks ago. And there was a lot of news about it, but it just never made it to the top of my pile.
I didn't hear about it.
So he has sickle cell anemia. And so people assume, and he was in the hospital mm-hmm. when he died.
He was like, I don't know if he was performing or about to, and he got overheated.
Yeah, so he had some kind of attack.
Yeah.
And he goes into the hospital with sickle cell anemia, and he's getting better. And so everyone assumed, well, that's what he died from, 42 years old. Turns out, TMZ is reporting, he choked to death in the hospital. He was eating it like an egg and choked like it was a totally random accidental death. Dude choked to death.
They have a button right there.
I know.
Hit the button. Call for help.
They say he was in a Las Vegas hospital and he choked on an egg. He'd been battling sickle cell anemia his whole life. It had flared up immediately following a performance in the severe Las Vegas heat. He went to the hospital and they fed him an egg that he choked to death on. So anyway, that's in case you'd been following that story.
Huh.
I thought this was kind of cute. It's been over 10 years since Kelly Pickler was on Idol.
Wow.
But she's got a country career.
Full-on career, yeah.
Okay.
She didn't win or anything. She finished maybe, I don't know, fourth or fifth or something. But she was always super cute, and she was like a cute, simple girl, and she had like a crazy backstory. Like, I think her dad...
They did one of those storylines on her leading up to her tryout or something?
Her mom had... I can't remember exactly, but I think she lived with her grandparents because her mom had died and her dad had taken off. And the minute she was on Idol, her dad was like, oh, that's my kid. Wanted like back in her life and stuff.
He wasn't in jail or was he in jail?
He was in jail. That's right.
Why do I know this? I don't even watch the show.
It was a crazy story. That's why. I mean, it's just one of those... I remember her just having like a tragic home life. Like she's this poor little... cute girl. And I think she was maybe 19 or 20 when she was on the show. So she's, you know, had her life has changed quite a bit. The first time she was ever on a plane was when she flew to the American Idol audition. She was like, I'm going to go for it. And they put her on a plane and she goes to the airport and she's looking for a gate. And she's looking for a gate. She's looking for a picket fence somewhere.
Well.
She actually has to stop... airport security, like, I can't find my gate.
We take for granted how much we get around,
right?
For sure. I know people who have said, my bucket list is to see the ocean. And I'm like, oh my God. But to see it in real life, stand on a beach and look at the ocean.
You grow up in Missouri. And
so there's a lot of people who haven't done stuff.
Well, she's not one of them anymore, but she was at the time. She, says she laughs now about how green she was. She's 31. She says your priorities change as you get older. You worry about different things. And I guess before American Idol, she was delivering burgers on roller skates at a Sonic.
Oh.
They don't say what state she came from, but...
North Carolina, I believe.
Okay. Well, that was the first time she'd ever been on a plane in 2006 to get to the Idol competition. And she was looking for an actual gate. Also in American Idol alum news... Carrie Underwood's husband is retiring from hockey, and she posted a really nice note to her husband, Mike Fisher. She says, I sure am going to miss watching you play and cheering you on with the rest of Smashville. But I so look forward to seeing what God has in store for you in this next chapter of your life. You've given your teammates and the game your all for so many years. You've worked so hard and made us all so proud. Isaiah and I love you so much. We're so excited to be able to have you home a lot more. Mm-hmm. We can't wait to cheer on the Preds with you in the stands.
She'll get sick of that.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
When are you leaving? My God. Jesus, who knew how much space one person could take up? I'll be upstairs. Right?
Yeah.
No. Yes?
No.
All right.
I'm going to miss him.
Are you, though?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but day drinking's back.
What's coming up in the news?
The odds of meeting the love of your life. Could today be the day?
Could be.
I'll tell you after these.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Our station's website is many years in the making.
Oh, it's slick.
There are expert craftspeople behind its beauty. So please, go to RadioAlice.com and click away, would you?
Okay.
Here's what's happening. So I had a couple stories lined up, and Sarah goes, do you have the story about the guy on the plane? And I went, oh, I do have that.
Yeah.
But then you said a couple things that I don't have, so I'll tell you what I know.
Okay. Yeah.
About this, and then
well,
you can
I can
add
only
to
tell
it.
You what I heard on the news.
Well,
this
listen
morning.
My colleague Stan Bunger down the hall, he's the best.
Okay,
so whatever you heard from him, I'm sure it's correct.
All right.
I see him, you know, in the halls all the time. Actually, it's the bathroom, but whatever.
Mm-hmm. It's the place everyone goes,
right? A passenger on a Southwest Airlines flight to San Jose was busted on suspicion of attempted child molestation after a woman sitting in a row behind him read suspicious large font texts he was composing on his smartphone and tipped off the flight crew. This guy in front of me is doing stuff.
She actually took photos of what he was writing so that she could blow him up and go, look at what he's saying.
She did?
She was taking... And the thing is, she goes, I wouldn't normally like read that, but he has this huge phone and with a huge font on it. That describes my phone right there. Like, anybody who wants to read my text messages, just be near me.
I hate to say I thought of you when I heard of the large font.
Right.
I went...
It's the only way I can see it.
Right.
So she takes photos of the thing.
The witness, they don't say that here, but the witness was sitting behind 56-year-old Michael Keller of Tacoma, Washington... On the Southwest flight from Seattle to San Jose, this was on Monday, she saw him texting about molesting young children on a large screen phone with enlarged font. Now, they don't have here that she took pictures, which that might be, that's the clincher.
Right.
I guess if you go to the flight crew and say, that guy's texting shady stuff, I would imagine they'd have to say, well, yeah, we can't do anything about that. What are we supposed to do?
Well, apparently you'd be horrified.
Of course you would.
And apparently it was describing graphic stuff that was between the sender and the receiver. The person on the other end, this is the horrifying part of this story. The person he was texting with is like a 50-year-old daycare provider. You drop your kids off at this lady's daycare, and she gets them set up with this guy.
Oh, it was a lady?
It was apparently some woman.
It was.
Who,
yeah.
Like, farms out the kids that are in her daycare. It makes you nauseous just to think about it. Like, you trust people to take care of your kids, and this is what they're up to? Of course not. Of course, this is an exception.
Here it is. Investigators learned a woman in Tacoma, 50-year-old Gail Burnworth, was exchanging texts about children with this dude. She was also taken into custody by the FBI.
Good.
At her home, and two children ages 5 and 7 have been identified as victims. So this guy was arrested here, it looks like, on 2 counts of attempted child molestation and 2 counts of solicitation of sex. So they've both been arrested. But wow, talk about being an alert person who spotted this and then took action. She saved those kids.
Uh-huh.
I mean, as much as you might be in part thinking, God, mind your own business, you could also say she saved some kids from being raped.
Yeah, I don't say mind your own business. I say this guy is so casually texting on a plane about the children he's going to molest and how you're going to provide them to him. And he's got him on a big screen and the big font. And
but,
like, is it so casual? It's not like an underground part of your life. You're just sitting there texting with your phone in a public place.
Here's the scariest thing, though, about being a parent and having a kid and needing care.
Mm-hmm.
The people who want to do this go into businesses where they have access to kids, like the church. Remember all the scandals that went on?
And, remember, they're ongoing.
Right. So, I mean, these are people who know how to get access to what they want.
Right.
So, I don't know what this lady's... Is she getting paid?
I have to assume she's the pimp.
I mean,
for
we
the
tend
children
to
at her daycare.
Exclude women from being this incredibly warped.
She deserves us. Much time as he does.
Oh, my God. If anything, she deserves more. These people should both be shot in the public square. This is so sickening. Can you imagine if you put your little child someplace? You don't want to put your kid in daycare. You do it because it's...
You have to.
You got
to
do it. You have your own life that you have to live. And you trust someone. And this is what happens. It's outrageous.
Yeah,
it's
that
so
lady
heinous.
Saved kids.
Yeah. Like, probably lots and lots
of
kids.
Yeah, she's a hero. That's crazy.
Yep. I guess the police met them on the tarmac, and that was that.
Yeah, they definitely took action right away. The guy was, Keller was detained at the airport by police and investigators from the San Francisco FBI office. They jumped right on it.
Good.
And then they learned about the woman he was exchanging these texts with. And took action there as well.
925 says police took his phone and there was more stuff on it, including bestiality. This is KTVU reporting.
Yeah, I'm sure this wasn't the only thing that phone provided. It's just, it's so horrifying what some people are up to. I mean, you just sort of did to doing through your life.
You know what I've wondered as we hear these stories? You know, trying to find someone like-minded, you would think along the way you would mistakenly
incriminate yourself. And
that someone, I guess, I don't know, there must be a way that people convince themselves, what can I do? How can I say anything that they didn't mean to? Whoops, did I say that? I don't know, but how do you find like-minded people in this?
I'm 100%. I have thought that so many times. Like, when there's an accomplice on some horrible, heinous act, or, you know, people who plot together to do things that, like, how is there like a website we
must
don't know
be.
About
must,
where you're
in
like,
fact,
I was
that's
gonna
gotta
say the
be
internet,
it.
Absolutely.
Anonymously on the internet, you can say what you want and find someone who will take the bait. And then there you are.
You think
there
would be cops crawling all over those things?
I think there are.
People.
There probably are.
Oh, my God.
Yuck.
It just makes me sick to my stomach to hear that.
Mm-hmm. How about a fast fact?
Yes.
Fast,
something
fast,
to cheer
fast.
Us up. I love those.
It takes 60 tons of paint to cover the Eiffel Tower.
Oh, 60 tons of paint.
Yeah.
Like, I found that hard to believe.
Here's another one.
Okay.
Sorry, I just wanted to do anything but that story after a certain point. We're
listen,
just
I don't want to think about something else, right? Yes, we all agree it's heinous.
No one knows exactly how the Academy Awards started being called Oscars.
Oh, really?
Who, man?
He's working
still
on
doing
stuff.
Music, man. He's been doing that for a while.
Well,
there's
it's
only
hard.
Like four things, too.
Really?
Yeah. It wasn't like a heavy load day. But he took a few things upon himself.
Yeah, it was really light.
Well, he's going to make he wants to run that segment, and I'm just going to let him.
He's going to show you what's what.
Show me what's what.
All right.
What was that? I missed that fact. What'd you say about the Oscars?
No one knows exactly how the Academy Awards started being called the Oscars. Hmm.
So there was no one just in the organization? Like, it wasn't Oscar's idea? It wasn't? So strange. Hmm.
That is strange.
Yeah, the Oscar. What about the Tony? How did they come up with the Tony?
Who's even talking about the Tonys?
Well, it's another award.
No one's even talking about the Tonys.
Sarah,
no one brought them up.
Shh.
No one knows about the Tonys. No one wants a Tony.
No, people want. Are you kidding me?
Please.
It's a Tony award-winning show.
Of the trophies, that's got to be the
one. What about the Emmy? There must be something with that.
You want an Emmy over a Tony, right?
Me personally?
It depends on what... I mean, if you're on Broadway, you
want a Tony. Yeah, then you want a Tony.
Right, but for me right now, the Tony's the last one I want. I want a Grammy.
Are you kidding me? I would love to be a star on the stage.
She would love a Tony.
I want a Grammy. Tony. I want
an
Oscar. Yeah, of course.
What's the Grammys named after?
No one's talking about that part.
We're talking about the awards.
Grammy, I'll take an Oscar. What's the other one? I'll take an Emmy. Then the Tony. I mean, that's last place. That's the NHL.
You're crazy.
Please.
Tony's the one to hold people under your spell on a stage. Tony. You're amazing.
Over an Oscar.
I don't know. What am I getting paid for?
Over
the movie?
A Grammy?
Yeah, I'd love to have a Grammy.
Yeah, you're lying. You're not.
I'm not lying.
You're holding
an
on
Emmy
to the
or
Tony.
A Tony. I wouldn't. I don't know if. Well, you're right. I'll take any of those
Tony's
awards.
Tony's last.
I have to work on my skills.
It is officially named Academy Award of Merit, better known by its nickname Oscar. And what Vinny said is true, but they say that the story that likes to be told is that there was an Academy librarian. Eventually became executive director. She said it resembled her Uncle Oscar.
What?
And they started calling it an Oscar. So the statuette resembled Oscar.
Her Uncle Oscar.
All right.
I mean, there has to be something, right?
A mathematician in England worked with a team of researchers to figure out all the big requirements and deal breakers people have when it comes to dating. They wanted to come up with your odds of finding someone meeting the love of your life on any given day.
Okay.
She calculated that if you don't even try, the odds of meeting someone you could fall in love with on any given day are 1 in 562.
Without even trying.
Without even trying.
Mm. So they calculated...
That's not that bad.
No, it's not. And that's you're not even trying. So this is what they base this on, just sort of how many times you fall in love in your life or something?
She found there's 7 things you can do to give yourself better odds.
All right, like what?
Online dating is number 1.
Oh, so that is
using an online dating site ups your chances by 17%. Hanging out with coworkers and their friends is next. Yeah, I would say, just in my experience, say yes to stuff.
Yeah.
Not dates with creeps, but I mean, say yes to go places, be
right.
out.
Yep.
You got to leave your house.
Yeah. You don't meet anyone when you're binge watching Game of Thrones.
It's That's the hardest part.
It literally never happens. The dude who shows up with pizza, he's not the one.
Right. You know, all those people that invite you places after work or, hey, we're going to go get a drink. You want to come? No. There was, you know, you were going to leave the house.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Bars aren't the best place
in the world. Even if you don't want to have some drinks, just go there. You have a couple nachos and a glass of water.
Right.
You know, be out.
Talking to people at the gym is 3rd on the list. It will also improve your odds.
Oh. Well, just being at the gym is a good idea.
Meeting people through a shared interest or hobby gives you another boost.
Yeah.
Talking to people at bars, meeting your friends' friends, and letting people set you up on dates.
Mm.
All of these things...
Is that friend jumping? If I meet my boyfriend and he's a friend of yours and all of a sudden we're off to, is that friend jumping?
Oh, it is. Based on the way she defines it, it for sure is. And she's not having it.
Did I set you off with that?
No setup. We met we all were hanging together at the 77 Club at the Bay Club and walked in and I met your friend Bill.
Yeah.
And now we're dating. Have I friend jumped?
No, I don't feel it that way. I feel friend hopping.
Sorry,
is hopping. More a girlfriend type thing.
Oh,
So dudes are fine.
I feel
fine.
That way. Call it what you want. All right. Did I know that you guys were dating?
Oh, were you keeping it from her?
Should we?
No, because I will find out.
I don't know the ground rules here. No, we're not. I tell you that day. Or what if, but what about this? What if I meet a girlfriend of yours and I tell you that day, oh my God, I love her. She's also interested in this thing that I do. That's great. I'm so glad I met her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is that, if we have a reason to be friends, is that okay?
I'm going to say that's okay.
Oh, so I can friend hop as long as there's like some legit thing that the two of us share. And we're not just meeting and excluding you.
Right.
Okay.
I'm okay with
that. No, there's got to be a reason. You can't just for no reason not call you that on that. All right. I got it.
God. I don't got it. I don't get it at all.
It's easy. I thought that was pretty clear. I thought that was laid out nicely, Yuzette. Thank you.
Really? Okay. If you say so. Anyway, 1 in 562. Those are your odds that you're going to meet the love of your life on any
Much
given
better
day.
Than I would have ever thought. I would have said 1 in however many days I'm going to live.
If you told me, I've said this before, if you give me those odds, like say it's the lottery.
Yeah.
I start thinking about how I'm going to spend my winnings. Like, yeah. Those odds are, I can do that. I can get that done.
It's a hell of a lot better than a lottery. Hey, how do we do in the lottery?
I didn't check.
You know what? I have the tickets that I didn't even bring to you.
Right here. I put it in this envelope.
Oh, I'll go get them at the commercial mine and give them to you.
All right.
Let's get those checked
out. The other day, I had my kid in the car, and I pulled up to the liquor store where I got Well, no, that's not the issue. The issue was...
Well, Isla wanted some booze.
No. The issue was probably something every parent has to think about. I pulled up to the liquor store and I'm like, I don't want to get this kid out of the seat. Can I leave the kid in the car? And the spot right in front of the door was taken and I'm like, I can't. I can't do it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And she's like, what are we getting? Am I going in? I was like, we're not going in. I'm turning around. We're leaving.
You can get them at the Safeway.
I just didn't want to pull her out of her seat.
No. Yeah. It's such a pain in the ass.
For that?
Yeah.
For 2 seconds.
Right.
And then is she going to want something when you get in there?
Okay, let me ask you a question real
booze.
Quick. Forget about the booze. That's not the part of the story. Yeah. If I had left her in the car for the 2 seconds it takes to run in and put the tickets through the Chingadera thing and find my results that I'm a winner, am I a bad parent?
No.
Oh, I'm okay.
You're not a bad parent.
If I left the car running, is that the line?
That's
there's
bad.
The line. Okay. Well, I'm just trying to figure it out.
I'm thinking you're a bad parent because you left her.
I didn't, though. Yeah. I'm telling you, I left
my kids in front of a 7-Eleven. I locked the door.
You did?
I've done it a million times. Like,
oh, my God.
I think it all depends on...
And you're a power mom.
I'm not a power mom.
Of Mill Valley. The internet told me.
Yeah, but they don't know me or my parenting. I'm a terrible parent. No, plenty of... Look, if it's one thing to leave your kid in a Walmart parking lot where you can't see them from inside the store and it's a hot day with the sun shining. Like, that is not okay. But if I pull up someplace and I've got 2 kids in booster seats, I can see them through the front window. I'm going to be in there for approximately 30 seconds and they're under a shade, the shade of a tree. Like, it'll be fine. I'll be okay. I'm not unloading my kids and fighting with them about not getting lollipops. I'm going to leave them in here and I'm going to go in and everything is going to be okay. The car is not running. It's locked. Send your messages to 800-400-3697.
Let me ask you this, okay?
What?
If the kids are waiting in the car,
yeah.
All right, it's parked in the shade, whatever. But there you are in the liquor store, in line, whatever. Maybe you got a bottle in your hand. Maybe you just got these lottery tickets, or maybe you got some porn magazine. Who knows
whatever
you're
getting.
Up to. And your husband calls you.
Yeah. Oh, he would.
Do you pick up the phone? And when he says, "What are you doing?" Do you go, I'm in line at the liquor store and the kids are in the car.
Yeah.
You do?
Yes.
Whoa. Just full disclosure.
I don't know. I mean, do I have to tell them all? I it wouldn't be a thing, believe me. Like, normal people, you know when you can do stuff and when you can't.
Look, mommy's buying vodka at 2 p.m. The kids are in the car.
I'm not buying vodka. I'm at a 7-Eleven and I gotta get milk for the damn cereal.
7-Eleven?
Wherever. For whatever reason, I'm going to 7-Eleven. I need something. I don't even remember what I needed. It couldn't have been that important. Why did I have to do that? It's just bad parenting.
You're right. You are a bad parent.
You're right, I am. Listen, I never disagreed with that. Hey, I have an opportunity for you guys. This is amazing and something to think about. I'm going to be thinking about this for days, and I'll tell you all about it.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.